Welcome to this week, Arizona Law On. And this week we'll be talking about football and what we like about it and what we don't like about it. We've lost one this week. Our drummer's fucked off elsewhere. Gone to a Chase and Status gig because he's a faggot. Just put that one in first. All right. We've also gained some new friends in Little Nick and Jonesy. Everyone say hello.
Hello.
Okay. So, all right. Football.
Sorry, I wanted to join in the hello.
Okay, fair enough.
I felt left out.
Football, right. Connor, who do you support and why?
No one.
Okay, why do you support no one?
Just don't really follow it. I like watching it. I follow the rules of football. I like watching it. You know, it's entertaining.
What's follow the rules?
you support the refs.
Yeah.
I follow the rules.
No,
I support the refs.
I support the linesman.
Linesman.
He's always right.
Linesman gets stuck. He needs some support.
Yeah, he's always right at the end of the day.
All right, fair enough. Lil Nick, who do you support?
Man United and Plymouth Argyle, because you're from Plymouth.
So got to support your homeboys, isn't you? That's definitely right.
So unfortunate.
I have.
I love Argyle to bits, but Jesus. Yeah. The worst part for me is I'm an Arsenal fan, and so I support Arsenal, England, and Argyle.
Yeah.
I have the worst choice of football teams coming.
Not a good pedigree, is it?
Not many trophies, I'll be honest. No.
So I don't even need to ask you. You're an Arsenal supporter.
I'm an Arsenal supporter,
And why, Jim? And why?
Because I went to a football match when I was 8. Mm-hmm. And it was my first ever football match.
What, up at Highbury?
Yep, and it was Arsenal-Everton. And I didn't care really who I supported. And I just said I was going to support the team that won that day. And Arsenal won 2-1.
So it could have been Everton.
I could have been an Everton fan.
You could have been disappointed with the loss of David Moyes.
To be honest, I was disappointed both ways. Apart from a brief period in the middle where I was very happy.
And we'll get on to that. Yeah. Jonesy, who do you support?
I'm a Liverpool fan.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got to be
the Mighty Reds.
Did you get stick for that?
You just did.
Not this season.
No, you're doing all right.
We're doing all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thus far.
Previous seasons, all my friends are Man United fans, so it's
apart from me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I'm not really friends.
No.
Acquaintance.
Yeah. Convenience more than anything.
Yeah.
I think the big one to be talking about with football is salaries. Like, let's open the floor. Who wants to start on salaries? Jim? Do they get paid too much?
Do you know what, right? The way I see the salaries are, I mean, they're fucking ridiculous. Like, they are. They're out of this world
mental.
A lot of money. But the thing is, you just got to think about it in terms of what football is worth. Like, all over the world, football is worth billions, billions, billions. Do you know what I mean? So all that is a recognition of how good or bad a player is.
Yeah.
It's not actually the money difference. Rooney's on whatever it is, 210 grand a week, something like that. Well, that's only a reflection that he's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be paying someone 210 quid to play in League Two, are you?
To me, it's pretend money, really. When you
It's just a figure.
You make it up. Like Gareth, India, they just sent someone to Mars or sending a spaceship to Mars.
Yeah.
And that cost 45 million. That's half of Gareth Bale. Like,
it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And
that's
the size. Space shuttle.
It's a.
I'll send him up in a space show, no doubt.
It's a crazy. I mean, I'd love to see Gareth Bale on the moon. That would be fantastic.
Strap Gareth Bale to a space rocket, spend an extra 45 million, and everybody's a winner.
He looks like a fucking chimp, doesn't he? So but don't you think the wages reflect that they only, like, in theory, work for about 15 years, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So is it that?
It's a lifespan reflection.
So is it like, you know, like, they obviously get paid a lot. Can work for
maybe a third of the amount of everyone else. Scout, there's more roles than just being a professional.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're just a professional footballer and that's all you can do, all you can really work for is about 20 years, isn't it? Yeah. Which is a third of what everyone else maybe works, you know. So,
that's true, actually.
Even then, your money's still ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But the point
I was going to make is, like, I never understand these people that moan about football, like footballers' wages.
Mm.
Because aside from, before I start this point, this is assuming that people do the right thing and they're not embezzling money, right?
Yeah.
With that said, the point I was going to make is just that at the end of the day, footballers, Wayne Rooney, £210 a week or whatever, he's still got to pay his tax on that.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day...
But then after that tax, he's on like 150 grand.
Yeah, which is a hell of a lot. You know, the point is, it's only a positive to our economy, surely. Like, it's not like we the taxpayers, are paying for that, unless we want to, of course, buy
shirts,
buy tickets,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
But we're not. It's not like that money's coming out of
my pocket.
Yeah, it's coming out of the government's pocket.
Well, it is in terms of
it's an internal system that's paying large money out for things that are valuable within the system.
Yeah.
So basically, at the end of the day, I can only see it as positive.
But
I can't really see the problem with it.
Doesn't it shock you that then most clubs are in debt?
Yeah. That's where it's where it starts from. When you start getting clubs start going into debt, and then it brings the whole the integrity of it down. But, and then if they go into debt and we have to then bail them out in per se, that's when it's going to start.
Clubs like Coventry and that kind of stuff.
But the point is that most of the time, like a club like Man United, with the amount of debt they got, the thing with that is that you've got to remember that if they sold everything, they'd make that money back easy. The point is, there's millions of people in debt business-wise, isn't there, over that have got houses and have got mortgages for loads of houses and stuff. So at the end of the day, it's no different than
they're still one of the richest
football
clubs
club
in the world.
Being in debt.
What club has the most debt then?
Pompey.
I can tell you which club doesn't.
It's Arsenal. It's probably the best in the money, aren't they?
We were one of the few to turn profit last year, weren't we? Tottenham.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think pretty Arsenal, much in the game, isn't
but
it?
But Arsenal don't buy a lot, though, do they? I think that's the...
42 million on Ozil.
42 million on an Ozil. Like, there's more than one. He did 42 million on an Ozil.
We've got three in shot.
He was going to buy one on a buy one, get one free, but the offer ran out.
Yeah. Connor, what do you think? Players get paid too much?
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah.
But what do you think about...
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, I was going to say, what do you think about musicians? Do you think musicians get paid too much? I reckon the Rolling Stones are on a similar sort of money to Wayne Rooney, but no one ever fucking moans about that, do they? I bet she's fucking cracking on the similar sort of figures.
I think she gets paid too much, I think. The mainstream pop artists get paid way too much in comparison to football players, though they get paid a reasonable amount.
People don't realise it's a reflection on what their popularity is. Rihanna is a global megastar. Like, people like her all over the world. Whether we like her or not is irrelevant. Yeah. But people all over the world like Rihanna. That is why she's so rich.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's only the only reason we think it's too much is because it's a reflection on taste.
Yeah,
that's the only reason that I would ever think Rihanna gets paid too much is because I think she's fucking
shit. Popularity, isn't it?
End of the day, if I was offered £210,000 a week to kick a ball about,
you grab it.
Oh yeah.
Do you think any of these players would turn around and go, "Sorry, mate, that's too much"?
I'm not being funny, mate.
Yeah, I'm not worth £210,000 a week, mate.
Take a zero.
Any of them take the moral high ground on
what I would like to see is, I would like to see. I know a lot of footballers do a lot with charity in that sense, in regards to the. Giving money to charity, a lot of charity work, but I would like to see a percentage of
it. But you never hear about it, do you? You never hear what they do. Yeah,
I don't think you should have to hear what they do, though.
Do you mean to give a positive spin?
That's fair enough. Yeah. I think, though, like, stuff like charity, it's
personally speaking.
It's like when David Beckham gave his wages to charity, wasn't it?
That was fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
He doesn't need the money, does he? He's going to be knighted soon,
isn't he? Let's be honest, that's the reason he gave all that money to charity, because he wanted to be knighted.
Yeah.
Like, let's not fucking beat around the bush.
I'm not going to lie, I love David Beckham.
If I was getting paid that kind of money, I would most definitely treat my money like Mario Balotelli treats his. That guy has got it sorted. I love the fact that
a proper dude.
You only ever saw the stories about him being a complete asshole, but he's such a nice bloke. Like, apparently every time you went to a petrol station, there's hundreds of reports of him driving into a petrol station, and every other car in that petrol station, he would fill up their tanks as well and just pay for it all.
Yeah, that's
good. And like, he used to drive around Manchester just chucking money out the window. He's like, fucking get on that.
Be a right blasé cunt with it.
Favourite Balotelli story, check this, right? First time Man City, like, he signs for Man City, first time they're going down to play Fulham at Craven Cottage, right? Balotelli decides that he don't know where Craven Cottage is, and he wasn't travelling with the rest of the team for some reason. Yeah. I think he was having a medical or whatever. And he was travelling down separately, and he was going to drive down, but he didn't know where Craven Cottage was. Bear in mind, he's driving like a fucking Maserati, you know, the Camaro Maserati.
Yeah. Parks it anywhere. Sure,
I reckon it's got sat nav.
Just parks it anywhere.
I reckon, yeah. He's got a map in his glove compartment.
He's got an AA guide map.
Do we think that he can read a map?
But basically, the funniest bit of this is he rang a taxi, right, to take him from Manchester to Craven Cottage, but here's the kicker. He didn't fucking go in the taxi.
He drove behind
it in his Maserati. I might say
he didn't pay for his taxi.
Taxi and drove his car. Fucking what a legend.
That was wicked.
I quite like that. In America, they make all their athletes complete at least 1 year of college or university equivalent. I think that should be interesting. Yeah. I think that's cracking, because just in case it doesn't happen, they've got something to fall back on.
A lot of the American teams have salary caps, don't they, as well?
Their salary cap,
they're like $1 million.
Yeah. Salary cap, $45 million.
Sorry, guys.
Someone told me what Brett Favre's wages were for the final 2 years of his career, because he retired from American football, and then he came back like a million times or whatever. And the last time he came back, when he played for the Vikings, I think.
Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings.
Apparently, he was on something stupid like £400,000 a week.
That's insane.
Like, it was $400,000.
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
But still, like.
Yeah, I got that in the bank.
But the funniest bit is, right, the other thing about football wages, right, that I find really funny is Nick, like, mine and little Nick have got a friend called Nick as well, and he always says the ones that nobody ever questions is Formula One drivers.
Insane.
Their money makes footballers' money look like it's fucking peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one are golfers.
Golfers get paid way too much.
Formula One, I can understand, because you could potentially die.
Yeah.
Golf.
I can do that.
Fair point.
Yeah. You just can't die playing football, though, can you? Like,
or golf, even.
Or golf.
I don't know. Fabrice Muamba had a pretty good go at dying on a
maybe
football.
Maybe when Roy Keane was
you could choke on some sand. Or
he gave it a go, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a go.
Or maybe when Roy Keane was playing. All right, guys. Moving on swiftly. What do we think about...
Why? What are we in a hurry for?
Why not?
Where are we going?
Guys, get boring. Come on. You've got to be swift. Should some English players put their country before their club?
Ooh.
Well, of course they should. That's a no-brainer, isn't it?
It's patriotic.
I don't think there's many footballers that don't, though, is there, really?
It's more the managers and the clubs that make
that's
that
what
decision.
I'm saying, like, the managers make the decisions. So,
I could
they,
be
like,
wrong, but Paul Scholes, did he pick United over...
I think he might
England.
Have.
No, Alan Smith did, didn't he?
Alan Smith was the biggest one. Yeah,
he got his first call-up for England and said he wouldn't do it because he was playing for United.
I mean,
it's different, isn't it? I suppose, like you said, for friendlies and stuff, I don't know. If you're a regular, you're already in the first team regular for the Free Lions, and then, I don't know, your club says, no, you can't play this friendly.
I understand if you're paying 200,000 a week, getting paid 200,000 a week.
It's an investment, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Don't play because you might break your knee.
Yeah.
Then
and especially if it's a friendly. But I think most...
Yeah, but then friendlies, you should be playing kind of...
Your younger team.
The younger caps kind of players.
Surely it's every footballer's dream to play for their country.
Absolutely.
You know, to win the World Cup with their country.
It's still my dream to win the Champions League
with Man United.
It's still my dream. I'm hanging out with you, cunts.
Keep dreaming, mate. Keep dreaming. I've seen you play football.
If you're as bad as me at football, we ain't get to the World Cup anytime
soon.
So
it'll be a struggle. I've hit an age where I think I might have left it a bit late.
I don't know.
I'm 27, mate. I've left it too late.
I don't know. You could be a keeper.
Ricky Lambert. He's already
32.
But he can sprint without having an asthma attack.
Yeah.
You were the one in here wheezing in the corner a minute ago.
Yeah, we've heard you wheezing.
But I always think it's weird when, like, people like us, we can just, like, pick a country and just play for them. Like, a really crap country. You know what I mean? Like Albania. I'm like a third Albanian. You're just making it up.
You only have to gain nationality, don't you? You don't have to be born there. You just have to gain nationality. Yeah.
That's only because he plays for... Bosnian originally.
Well, he's Bosnian.
But because Bosnia isn't recognised by FIFA, he's got a choice of quite a... Well, pretty much any team in Europe, basically.
I'll play for Spain, thank you.
What would be the point? You'd never play it.
You get the medal.
You'd have a massive medal doing nothing.
Spain or Germany, like, you know.
Diego Costa's just done that. He's
a midfielder
for Brazil. Couldn't get into the Brazil squad, so he switched allegiances to Spain.
Brilliant. If you can't get into the Brazil squad,
thing is,
you've got shit all up getting in the Spanish squad.
The thing is, Brazil called him up, but he turned the back on him.
They
called him out.
I love how he just went,
I don't want to play for you.
I really want to believe that he mugged him off. All right, we're going to give you a call up for the Brazilian team.
No.
Fuck off. Play for Spain.
Just
goes up really quiet, just goes, no.
No, I don't want to.
Don't like Brazil anymore.
Would you do that if England didn't want you, but if Germany came and said, come on, play for us, if you could, would you?
If I could play football.
Connor's contribution.
Great answer, That's all you're going to get.
I was trying to bring him in.
Connor, if you could play football, if you could play football and you had the chance of playing for Watford or being in a band, what would you do?
Playing football in a band would be rubbish.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
have them kick around on stage.
Right, you can either...
We would need a guitarist. Why have you given us a
football? Colin, get and go, boy. Get and go.
Just boost that at Charlie.
Be on the kick.
You're Ross Scholey.
So you're good at both. You can play football and you can play a guitar and you're in quite a good band. And you've been offered the contract, you know, the deal. Would you either play in a band, like, where you won't get as much money, but possibly more fun, or you can play football and just get paid hundreds of thousands?
I'd probably... Well, I do like money, obviously. Okay. I like the dollar. But I'd probably go for being in the band.
Chasing the
end. It's wild.
Basically, the contract you've been offered is with Blackpool.
No.
No.
Fuck you, Blackpool.
If there's anyone listening, from Blackpool, I fucking hate Blackpool.
It's a shit hole.
Into the mic and went, "Fuck you, Blackpool."
Because I hate Blackpool that much.
Are you going to play in Blackpool anytime soon?
Eh?
You're not playing Blackpool anytime
soon. No, we're not thinking about it. I quite like the idea that we're going to go out of our way to never play Arizona. I think that's that's the goal, isn't it? To never.
Mate, we're never going to get to.
No, no. If we ever get to like that level in life, like we're going to go out of our way never to play in Arizona.
Yeah, if we got really minted famous, we'd just mug off Arizona. Yeah. Got it.
I thought this was about football.
Well, it is. Welcome to an Arizona Law On podcast.
You've got to go with a tangerine, mate.
Stop getting asked for
it. Tangerine.
Right, guys, back in the day, if you were to go to an area of the UK, usually the footballers playing for that team would be from that area. Okay, today it's not quite the same. You only get a couple of English players in the team. Do you think this is right, or do you think this is a no point? Like, do you think this is good for football, or like, do you think it'd be better for, you know, the area just to big up the boys from that area?
I personally think that people get too het up on this. Yeah, we haven't got enough English talent coming through, probably. Yeah. We spend more time investing in foreign talent and whatever. But there's a hell of a lot of football teams in England, and there isn't a hell of a lot of people in England.
Fair.
And the idea that there'll be... it's like somebody thinks that everybody in England is incredible at football.
But we are.
And yet we're just mugging them off.
All our World Cup speak for that.
We're just mugging them off in favour of having like Spanish players instead, just for a laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. They're just probably, you know.
More enjoyment.
I would imagine Man United's youth academy's got probably 60 young, English kids, maybe. Yeah. Just as an average, but they're probably only ever intending to take one person from that.
Yeah, but it's the golden boy, though, isn't it? And everyone else goes to Blackpool.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Blackpool.
Everyone else gets shipped off to Blackpool like Tom Ince.
Yeah. Tom Ince.
What a player.
Oh, it's his father, eh? Beast of a man, isn't he? Breaks people's knees.
I like... Can we? I know it's a bit off topic, but can we just celebrate the football legend that is Ivanhoe Heskey.
Ivanhoe Heskey.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Crack on, Jim. Fill in our listeners about Ivanhoe Heskey.
I got that. It's Emil, isn't it? Big Emil Ivanhoe Heskey. Mm-hmm. Like, what a fucking hero.
He's an absolute champion.
I don't know, you know.
He's a dude.
Right there is the glimmering light that allows you to believe you will get to play a World Cup. Yeah.
Can we explain to Connor? Because I don't think he's quite up to speed. And this will also explain to our listeners.
Who Heskey is?
I know who Heskey is.
Yeah. Heskey's like...
He scored against the Germans.
He's played... How many caps has he got for England? It's like fucking loads.
Too many.
He's got way too many.
Yeah, but fucking dog shit.
Yeah, exactly. He's the... This is what I was saying earlier.
He scores a lot of headers.
He's just a lump.
He's the shining light that you can cling on to if you ever think that you're going to be a famous footballer.
Yeah, damn right.
You know, if Emil Heskey can get into the England squad and get that many caps, then...
That's hope for us all.
That's hope for everyone.
Yeah. Mate, even I've got a chance.
Yeah.
And I'm well overweight.
So was Heskey. Fuck me.
Here, on top of that, he's the only player... He scored the most Premier League goals without scoring a penalty.
Yeah, like, I heard that's a great fact.
Oh, really?
That is a fantastic fact, isn't it?
Nick, give us a few more facts, because you are like the...
I love football facts. I fucking love them.
On the spot. Okay.
Give us a fact about Ryan Giggs.
That one was incredible.
give us a fact about Ryan Giggs.
Well, he's old, isn't he?
He's old? That's not... That is facts, yeah.
He's
that's not.
Old, isn't he?
Sorry, is Charlie in the room? Like...
I'll leave first on the spot. I didn't think to plan for a football podcast.
What team? What Premiership team?
You knew you were coming on this podcast.
What Premiership team has the least English players?
Arsenal.
I'll say Man City.
That's a back in the day joke.
Was it last weekend and they didn't play one English player in their first?
It's insane. Going back to the initial question, don't you think that's insane in the English league not to have one English player in
the team? Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do we not think that this just shows that English football, we're just not that good at the minute? We're not producing world class players.
I think we are bringing up the right players. But it's just,
well, to be honest, as a country, we export everything. Like even our call centre's in India, so even our best football teams are going to be foreign. That's just how we go as a country.
What team would you say is the most patriotic then? Like the most English players?
What, in the Premiership?
I don't think it makes you more patriotic to have more English players. Here's a good question. Who has the best fans?
Millwall.
What team has the best fans?
Yeah. Fucking mental from what I've seen.
That's people playing
We're having a separate conversation here. Hang on.
What are you talking about?
Girls and that.
Tampons and stuff.
We were tempted to dip out and get a beer.
Yeah. Tampons and that. Yeah. Where we put them.
Boys. I don't ever want to talk about
talking
tampons.
About boys and haircuts. So what are we talking about? Do you want to share it with the class or share it with our listeners?
Well, we were just saying, I said one of the teams with the most... that feels the most English starting 11. It's probably Arsenal have got a pretty...
Sunderland, probably. Some like Germany. Place like
Stoke.
Stoke. Where footballers go to die.
Stoke or Sunderland.
Yeah. Stoke or Sunderland, yeah.
Rejects. So
you had a pretty illustrious career, and now you're 33.
Get to Sunderland.
Michael Owen, get to Stoke.
Yeah. Peter Crouch, get to Stoke.
Exactly what it is. Everyone goes to Stoke to die.
Jonathan Walters.
Jermaine Pennant, did he go to...
Jermaine Pennant. Jonathan Woodgate's gone
Jonathan
there.
Jonathan Woodgate's gone.
It's like the football graveyard at Stoke.
They can make a team out of rejects. The Brentford rejects.
I know that me and Nick have got this. Who do you think is your... I can't believe this guy managed to eke out a career in top level football. He's that shit, but yet he's been around forever.
Titus Bramble.
He's one of mine, but he's not my top.
That's fantastic.
Top is an absolute gem, and I know it's exactly the same as Nick's top.
He's.
Are you ready?
You
ready? Jemba.
That's a good one. He was awful when he... Do you know who mine was? Who was quality but never quite delivered was Owen Hargreaves. Never quite delivered.
He was always injured.
Got sick now.
He's one of the ones that he would take that 200 grand a week and go, listen, I've done my knee in.
He fucking did though, didn't he? Yeah. He was taking like 100 grand a week, wasn't he? And he was ill. I'm doing the inverted comma
but
thing.
But you're right, he did have a lot of potential, like at Bayern Munich. You know,
yeah.
He did show a lot of promise.
Yeah, he did,
He did, but then he never did though, did he?
But to be fair to him, it wasn't through lack of effort. Did you ever see those YouTube videos of him? Like, he properly trained. If anything, I reckon he overtrained. Because I reckon after he got injured those first couple of times and it was a few seasons in, I reckon he started hammering training, trying to get fit quicker, and I reckon he just fucked himself.
Yeah.
I reckon Jackie Wilshere's in danger of doing that.
I have to throw out, after talking about Jemba and all that, Nicholas Bettner, come on.
I saw the best thing, right? Arsenal obviously played Man U the other day, which was a very difficult day. It's a difficult day for me and Nick.
I love what you said to me, you're going to text me with updates. As an Arsenal fan and me as a Man United fan, didn't get no text that day.
but after the game, obviously Arsenal lost 1-0. After the game, I saw an incredible post, right, and it said,
on Facebook?
Hang on, yeah, it was
going back to our last podcast, there, ladies and gentlemen.
It was what did it say? It said bringing on Nicholas Bettner when you're 1-0 down to Man United.
It's like throwing
a fucking toaster in the back when you're drowning.
Yeah, but guess who the scorer was? Robin Van Persie.
Oh, mate, RVP. Our hero.
Ex-Arsenal.
Our hero, man.
You know what I mean?
He makes me feel sick. I love the way all Man United fans are like, yeah, he's a fucking hero. When he played for Arsenal, they all thought he was a dick.
Yeah.
But then having said that, all Arsenal
fans... He's still a dickhead. He's just incredible at football, isn't he? Like, he's a quality dickhead.
the problem is for us is that it's so bittersweet for us because, we got one good season out of him and had him for like six. Yeah. The rest of the time we were paying him to be on the treatment bench.
But you got £24 million for a player that gets injured. Well,
and to be fair, we paid fuck all for him. Typical Wenger.
Yeah. He doesn't like touching them kids.
In some countries, guys.
I like the fact that for the first time this season, Arsene Wenger busted out the pedo coat.
I enjoy that coat very much.
And funnily enough, we lost. I reckon it's the fucking coat, mate. He's too busy getting sucked off by an Inuit child.
He needs a fucking moustache, doesn't he? One day. You're some with a moustache, that pedo coat
as well. Get on Movember, then.
Yeah. One day, a second set of legs is just going to swing down from that coat. All right, guys. In some countries, including this one, for the past 30 or 40 years, it's been highly related to violence and vandalism in football. Why do you think this is?
Connor, why do you think it is?
Why do people get angry over football?
Because Connor hasn't said fuck all. The poor guy's been sat there like, I don't even like football.
Yeah, he's so we kind of forced him to do this podcast for everyone listening at home. Get on.
Football! I reckon Connor's like a closet fucking hooligan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he goes.
I don't like having people. I fucking hate football, but he goes, I fucking beat people.
The reason he don't like football is because he's banned from all stadiums.
Yeah. I watched Green Street. It was class, mate.
Football Factory, mate. Yeah. No, but seriously, why do we think that people get this angry about football? And organise like fights and things.
Because it's a fucking culture of drinking.
It is.
People get pissed at.
I think it's binge drinking.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just get
wrong
with that. Me and you can go in a minute, Joseph.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't need to drink to get angry at football. I can't help.
I'm the same. Yeah, but then, you don't need to talk to me. We
but then these people
together.
That you're talking about, they don't go to watch football. They
don't.
Just
no, they go to get fucking angry at people. Yeah, yeah. Like you got to look at like you know the Eastern European teams. Yeah.
They're fucking brutal.
When United went away to Schalke, I think it was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and it was just. What? It was mental, wasn't it? Like, I love the fact that no English team has ever won in Schalke, haven't they? That's a good fact from me. There.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, they've never won at Schalke.
Never won away at Schalke. It's a good fact.
Okay. Mental,
yeah. That's crazy.
But, like, just, you got to look at the crowd. They're mental, aren't they? Like, what's that all about? Like, why do people... To be fair,
it's common throughout their culture generally, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just...
But yeah, but even our culture, you look at our culture in our country, like... Like, we're not that nasty, really, are we? Like, you know, like...
No, compared to the level of football violence that's happening in, like, the Ukraine, our level of football violence is fuck all.
We watch
Argyle Exeter and think it's all kicking off a little bit, but actually it's just a bunch of people gobbing off at each other.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you go to the Ukraine and there's people getting stabbed. Like, it's a bit different. I love the way I'm making out, like, Ukrainian football. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, tell
us. Don't know about...
Tell us what you know about Ukrainian football.
Just hate Ukrainians.
Again, if there are any Ukrainian people listening,
Ukrainian people, I love you all.
End of the day,
you don't know any. There's nobody listening to this, so it's going to be Ukrainian.
How do you know?
Listening to this.
Nobody listening to this. They turned off when Connor started talking.
Oh, they're having a really good debate about football, and then
is this the best you got?
Just like boom, boom.
With me. All right, guys. Women's football. Why isn't that kicked off yet?
Ban it. Fucking ban it. You should not be playing football. It is the most boring fucking shit I've ever watched in my life. It's boring. It is fucking boring.
It's slow, isn't it?
It is fucking... It's like watching fucking...
Well, you didn't even fuck about that. You straight in.
You really
fuck
like
it off.
You're such a misogynistic pig. Like,
take those fucking boots off and just
get
fuck off.
Yeah. Take your boots off and put some heels on.
Come on.
Are you single?
Yes, I am single.
Funny that.
Any of you girls listening, I am single.
And if anyone's into fantastic moustaches, then Jonesy's your man.
Jonesy is rocking quite the fabulous moustache.
Yeah. It's not even for November, he just does it anyway.
I've had it for a year.
Just
last November.
I liked it so much, I kept growing it.
Can't afford the shaver.
At the end of November, you went, all I'm saying is this time next year, I'm going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Did you grow that in one day?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So we're all agreeing that women's football.
No, I respectfully disagree with this.
I like
the women's
football.
Team win everything.
They do.
I like it because when they run, their boobs bounce.
Do you know what? I was doing my research for this podcast and I was looking into women's football and why women's football doesn't work. And one of the comments on one of the sites was, women's football should have tighter clothes. That was all this guy's
argument. You can't see their ass properly in those baggy shorts.
Maybe that is the shape of their ass.
But the problem is really that's how Connor feels about men's football.
I wish I had baggy shorts.
So, no, then well, no.
I think if they got the same amount of investment as the men's game did, I think they'd be on a more similar par. But
that's the difference, isn't it? Like,
yeah. I've got to be honest. It isn't quite as good.
It's a guy's thing. It's a guy thing, isn't it? Like, you know, yeah.
It's not that it's a guy thing.
So just go back to like when you were growing up or something like that. When you were growing up, it was the lads playing football in the park and the girls doing whatever the girls were doing. You know what I mean?
Skipping.
The girls were in the kitchen making cookies.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go out there
cleaning or whatever they were doing.
As a man, I'm not going to go out there and tell girls what they were doing when they were younger because I literally have no idea what girls do when they're younger.
The only thing I knew about girls at school is when I was trying to put my hands down one of them's
yeah. yeah and then I yeah. I put it down the side and that wasn't quite right. I just felt hit.
Oh god, die.
Sorry, I'm new to this.
where was your first sexual encounter?
Are we doing this?
All right, on to this, are we?
Okay. I love that we're having a football conversation because to me that's wonderful. But what if somebody's tuned into this podcast going, oh, I wonder what they're talking about this week? Yeah, they've gone football. They've gone fuck. I hate football. Yeah. So I think like, give them something else.
Most of our like musical friends hate football.
We decided to do a podcast on football.
Okay. Are we talking like my first boob touch, first vagina tickle,
first time you got to first base?
First base.
I don't know the bases.
Your location. See,
all right, Jim. Base. Talk about bases. Where's your bases at?
Well, you got first, second, third, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fourth, clearly.
First, second, third. Sure.
Okay. All right. Explain to the people at home because we don't have video. What first, second, and third?
So surely first base is snogging. Right. Second base boobs. Oh. Third base.
Oh, so you want to know what I'm first? Fanny. What? Sorry. So you want to know what I first? Tongued a girl because I think kissing's different.
Let's go third base. First time you got some fishy fingers.
All right,
I am at the moment actually.
I can't name names because
because
we know ladies are going to be listening to this. I was at a party and I was incredibly drunk and I think she wasn't.
And there's she's nothing more sexy than drunk you.
Honestly, it was like the rapiest version of me. Like, and I think like once I kind of did it for like a couple of seconds, she was just game. Like, you know, she just went,
she was a keeper.
It's not being game, she gave up fighting.
It's the fact I'm bigger than most people, so you know, if I'm laying on top
except
of you,
this going, absolute Trojan of a woman.
Yeah. She's more that look like a wrestler. Yeah. So yeah, after she body slammed me, and it was all very like, you know, hush hush. We weren't allowed to talk about it in school, which I think was ridiculous. And she had a definite smelly minge.
What was her name? Please tell us her name.
Oh no, we're not naming.
Can't do names. Can't do names. I would love to.
I'm only joking.
But it was Connor's mum.
Yes. She was mine as well.
Yeah. Jim, was it yours as well?
Cheeky.
That's funny.
All right, go on then, Connor. When did you first get the...
Connor just went, am mine.
Connor, when did you first get the fingers of fish?
I went to fucking all boys school, mate.
Yeah, so when did you get the fingers... when did you get the fingers of shit, then? Or when did you put your finger down a guy's pee hole?
Penis of love.
Yeah. When was the first time you put your finger down a guy's pee hole? Come on. I just showed.
It was actually at a school dance.
Was it during that moment at a school dance when the girls were on one side and
yeah,
the other?
Yeah. Then I just and went straight in.
He's on the girls' side, just fingering away.
Fucking porn!
And he had a tuxedo on.
Who's that legend in the girls' section? It's Connor.
I wish it was that cool.
They're all like, to the girls' side, mate.
They're all like,
they brave out it.
There'll be songs about them.
Just Connor going across, but not on the floor. Yeah. Just lying just
floating.
And fingers you walk amongst us.
and just this mate who he'd been talking to about it crying, it's a fucking beautiful boy voice. He's going to do it.
And then I'll bend
over there and got
it
mugged
just,
right
it just
off.
Like a clap.
Yeah. Only one guy there. Nobody else joined in. Just one guy.
So everyone else is just all in awe.
Mouths open. Mouths open.
Sorry, Connor.
Yeah.
What were you?
No, that was it.
That was it. In the middle of the dance floor.
Exactly how you described it.
You were just playing.
I was on top of a white pony. It was fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
Were you dancing at the same time as...
Yeah. It was one of those slow dance songs.
Were
you doing
songs.
That?
Oh, whoa, hang on.
What song was it?
Hang on. Connor fingered a girl during a slow dance. Is that what you just said?
You dog.
It was one of those moments where you're going to remember for the rest of your life, and you're stood there like knuckle deep in some girl. You fucking pig.
I bet he plays a song every weekend.
Yeah. He rings her up every weekend like, this is our song. I love you.
This is our moment.
Fuck. Little Nick, come on. What you got?
Mine was on the sundial.
Classy.
Were you slow dancing at the time?
No, well, the girl was from Tall Point, so
it doesn't matter.
She was laying there on the edge of the water, and he was on the top of the sundial diving.
Iggy, different area code, mate. Don't matter.
No, I can.
What I want to know: how did you start? Like, how do you just sit there on the sundial? So you sat there like, yeah, you're right, yeah. Well, you got pasty, have you? I've got some fish fingers.
It was classier than that.
Was it classier? Did you have a top hat on at the time?
No, he had a fucking monocle.
Yeah.
Was it free amicider? We just gave her 3 litres of that at once.
So it got rapey.
That's called grooming, mate.
You got a soap paralytic drunk and then fingered her. Brilliant.
I don't know. Connor, was your girl drunk? Or are you the first guy who didn't get with a girl who was drunk?
It was at a school dance.
When I was at my school dance, I was amateur. Fucked up with tits. Like,
stricter schools,
class
mate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you went to like an old boys, what was it, Roman Catholic school?
Yeah.
So how did that work? Did you have girls from a girls' school?
Yeah, girls from Notre Dame, yeah.
How did you set up the dates? Did you have some kind of social network inside to set up dates? Or did you have to pick a name out of a hat? Hang on, let me understand this. You got your dates sorted for you by your school.
They got together, it was hosted at Notre Dame.
And then you fingered her.
Even paid your favourite finger.
Do you remember the song? Because we will do a cover of that.
I think it was
I'll only do a cover of it if Connor goes out the crowd and then fingers the girl.
Jim, after that comment, when was the first time you fished up a girl?
That's a good one.
Mine was in the school field. We had like...
Why is everyone outside? That's a fucking bedroom.
You were 14, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was like 13.
Yeah, you weren't allowed in people's houses because of who you were.
Jim.
Our school field had like an environmental zone.
We had one of those.
We all have an environmental
zone. Like a little eco area.
Which basically meant the gardener didn't fucking do anything.
That's where
it
you
wasn't
went.
So much an environmental zone as it was, let's take up this large chunk of awkward grass. Because I can't be bothered.
Put some PVC down and chuck a bit of water in there. And after a while, there'd be a couple of dead fish in there and some moss. And we can all look at that during science class.
Someone would dare a year 7 to drink it all.
Yeah.
Drink the water, mate.
After someone's pissed at it after being hammered. So anyway, you had some girl outside on the field. Were you pissed?
No, I wasn't actually.
So, wow.
No.
Was it during school break?
I've been fucking skating up on the... I was skating up on like, we had these two-part playgrounds and there was a little gap and I was trying to skate that.
You were showing off, weren't you?
Yeah, basically I thought it was really cool and then I really hurt myself. And this one girl came over and was like, oh, you're right.
And you ended up fingering it.
Basically it was a sympathy
finger. Well, hang on.
Like a sand pit.
Is there a movie in there somewhere?
The worst part of it is we had a sand pit area like in this environmental zone and that's where we decided to go.
Oh, what?
So
sandy
I touched sand and then her vagina. It might have been her first experience of having fingers inserted into a vagina, but just it was sandy.
Just
no one needs that.
I don't like being in a band with you.
You fucking asshole.
Well, that's fair.
Connor Jonesy, what have you got?
Yeah, Connor Jonesy.
I can't beat that. Mine was pretty
Are you still
boring.
A virgin, Jonesy?
I can't beat that. I only do dudes.
I think mine's growing back.
I reckon it was a moustache I did the finger.
Yeah. I had a moustache when I was like 40. That's how I got the chicks.
He had a bigger moustache than his dad, and that's why.
He gets all the girls with daddy issues. That's what it is.
Everyone wants a chick with
I don't have daddy issues.
Yeah, everyone's got daddy issues in there, even me.
So what happened?
It was one of those, just a party. I think I was about 16. And they're
late bloomer.
This girl used to throw these massive pies.
Was she a right slag?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, just going back, was everyone they got with a right slag? Like,
no, mine weren't.
Mine was like. Like, seriously, like,
cum sponge.
Like, she was like. Everyone's had a go. Like, I was like the last guy to have a go. Like,
so you had everyone's on your finger.
I guarantee.
Are we allowed to say things on this podcast?
Damn right we are.
It's our podcast. We can say whatever we want.
It's my fault. I'm fucking producing it. I can say what I want on it. Like,
can you please put a bleep in and then ask people what they thought that word was?
If you keep saying it, I'm gonna have to bleep it every time. So that's the competition for next week. Whoever wins gets a shout out.
Gets a shirt.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Go on. Right, Jonesy, sorry. We keep.
Sorry, that was it. No, that was it. At a party, 16 years old.
Where? What? Just in the bedroom?
Was it romantic?
In the bedroom. Took her upstairs.
Any music?
Did you do it like an American high school party? Did you take her upstairs, look back at all your bros and go,
I fucking wish. I wish it was
see,
that
like,
cool.
See,
it was just like sat in the front room by ourselves. Everybody else was like doing their thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we just
see,
like,
they were all
fingering each other.
Yeah. I think somebody tried to finger me at one point. In the middle of it all, people got confused.
Was there were there some older parents there and were they swapping keys?
No, this is a party where...
Were you at the party I was at?
Shit, fuck, busted.
Are you Sophie?
I could be.
She wasn't called Sophie, by the way. No, literally the first name that comes to my head.
Mum and Dad used to go out all the time. Just leave alone at the weekend.
All I'm saying is if you leave your daughter alone at the weekend, she's going to get fingered. As if there are any parents listening to this, don't leave your daughter alone at the weekend because a boy's going to come round.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
that's the best case scenario.
At the age of like 15.
I was in the bush for like
at the age of 15, I was just seeing how many girls I could finger.
Playing the waiting game.
That's all it was.
Josie said he was in the bush for 2 days playing the waiting game.
They're going soon, they're leaving. Here we go, boys.
Synchronised watches.
Operation Fishy Finger is happening.
Operation Vodka Finger is happening. So I had to have music with mine because my awkward like sex breathing, like on the first ever time, is just like fucking. So in the background it was like, and I was just like, yeah, this music's good, girl, wasn't it? I had to do it. Okay. I reckon we should talk about football again.
Yeah, not fingering Fanny.
I mean, do we have to? Like, you know, like,
yeah, I was enjoying that.
I carry on.
I didn't have music with mine. I remember it was Christmas and there was like.
Merry fucking Christmas.
The ice rink was out. And
that's true, yeah. Was it on the ice rink?
No, this is like 11 years ago, 12 years ago.
Here comes Santa Claus.
I think we've broken Jim.
Oh, Santa's coming.
Were you in a Santa outfit as well?
Yeah. What I want to know.
Glasses, my imagination's gone mental, and now I've got a picture of Nick fingering a girl in the middle of the ice cream.
Nick, what I want to know is, was she fat?
Not at the time. Well, she was like.
Does she know? Does she still speak to you?
No, she's in New Zealand now.
That's fair. Talk about.
Well, I think she's in New Zealand. Like, no.
After he fingered her, she put on about 8 pounds.
She's on weight.
That's where he's left his watch. His ring.
I don't know.
What do I have to go? I'm at the elbow.
Yeah. I'm picking you up as it is.
He's using you as a fucking puppet.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog, eat your heart out.
Fucking Miss Piggy.
Come on, if there was ever a time for listeners to hear it, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You call me Kermit, I am Kermit the Frog.
That's incredible. All
right. Yeah, it's very good.
I tell you what, though, like, just going back to it, when on the last podcast, which is actually going to be the next podcast, the Aliens podcast, when I did my Terry Wogan impression, it fucking came out stellar, mate.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good. It was unreal. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Wogan.
So back to football, of course. Where do we think football is going to be in 100 years' time?
Ooh.
Played with like some zero G ball.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Rad,
everybody will have like hover boots.
Yeah.
Oh, playing in the middle of the air.
That'd be fucking rad.
Guys will be floating in the middle of the air. Like, there won't be a pitch.
You'll everyone just be fearing like, everyone.
It'll look like
yeah, I was just saying like Quidditch.
Quidditch, mate. Do you reckon?
Quidditch would be
something like that. Everybody be on a
what the fuck is Quidditch?
What?
What's Quidditch?
Oh, do you know that film? Harry Trotton.
Oh.
Yeah? Is that what's called?
No, I don't.
Harry Plopper.
Harry Plopper.
I watch good films.
Brilliant. Just keep saying silly names.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is called, silly names.
All people are going to think is we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't.
We do this every week.
So 100 years, do you reckon the pay is going to go up? Keep going?
Go oh, I bet it's going to be mental. It's going to be mental.
It has to. It has to. You're turning into a more American, more of a draft.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, more and more American owners are buying.
So do you think the football is going to get Americanized then?
Yeah.
Yeah. The UK is going to get Americanized.
It's just like everything else in this country.
UK's, on its way.
Jim just opened up a can of worms there. Like what, Jim?
Well, like everything else.
That's a Connor comment.
I would have said Burger King.
Yeah.
Like the way we live our life, like the things that people like now. It's all
the way that like materials and media.
People can't even tell the difference now between an American accent and an English accent on telly anymore.
That's
unless it's that's so badly acted that it's an American doing an English accent.
Yeah,
it's disgusting, isn't it? So do you think in 100 years' time we'll have goal line technology?
We've got that now.
Nah, maybe 200 years, mate.
Goal line everywhere, you know, not...
What,
not everywhere? Just goal line.
Can't you only have goal line technology in
no, but do you know what I mean?
Line.
Like, when they...
can't have it everywhere.
No, that's do you know what I mean? When they're actually like...
That's halfway line, mate.
Like the way it works in rugby, where you stop a game.
Oh, you mean video reffing?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, video reffing, yeah.
No, because you might as well play FIFA, like, yeah.
I don't play FIFA. I don't play FIFA.
I'm not being funny, but the point of
no, that's fine.
You know, the point of the whole video ref is like, yes, all right, the game will become incredibly fair, but what the fuck will we all talk about?
That's fair. Yeah, that's
the thing. The reason football is so widely loved is because we're having a discussion about it now. It's like people who love football talk about football for hours. Was that goal in? Was it not? Was it over the line? Was it not? Was it this? Was it that? That foul shouldn't have stood. That shouldn't have been a yellow card. Whatever. That's what people talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I can completely get your point.
If you take all that magic out of it, all of a sudden the game just becomes really fucking stagnant.
But then look how popular American football is.
Yeah.
Like, and that's video.
Yeah, but that's a lot American more tactical. That's a very different. That's a tactics based stop.
It's like a game of chess.
Play.
Like a game of chess.
But they're very much stop starting as well. They're very kind of.
Man, I fucking hate American football.
I love it.
No, I love it. It's great.
So boring.
Great, man.
So boring.
Super Bowl Sundays are the best thing ever.
They do like 4 minutes of play and like 80 minutes of advert.
The only thing with that is,
but that's not the game. That's American.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like that's
it. It's the sponsorships.
That's boring for me.
That's where they make the money. That was all sponsorships.
You want to see something free flowing?
Yeah, I want to see something like football that's free flowing. That doesn't stop unless it has to stop.
I quite like it because you can sit around quite easily, have a chat with your mates, and it's on. It's you don't have to pay 100% attention. You can go happily drink your beer, have a fag.
I think that's in America, innit? They don't watch sports events like we do, where it's like go to the pub for a couple of hours, get wasted, and go home.
Yeah,
they do it for the day.
Yeah, like they go
football
full on.
Sundays. They literally blokes will get together. They'll make dinner. Then they'll have a big meal. And then they'll sit down and they put the game on. And they'll sit with chips and dip and food and all that. Yeah. And they'll just sit and smoke and drink and they'll just do it all day.
And especially when they go to the stadiums as well. They have those like tailgate parties. They have like big parties out of the boot of their car. That's incredible.
Don't you think that we do the same though with the pub?
But ours is for like 2 hours.
Yeah, but we
no, but like we go to the pub.
We go to the games and then go home again.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, we'll go to the pub, we'll drink, watch the game, carry on drinking. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same.
How often do you actually do that? I don't know anybody who does that. They'll stay for maybe an hour. After, this is like an event. Like they make they make football Sundays like an event. It's like you get your boys round or you get your family round or whatever it is, and you sit down and it's all day. Like they just do it all day. Mm. And I quite like that. I think it's a really good way of bringing people together.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Cool. That's good. Cool.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
All right. Last question from me, anyway. Who's going to win the league this year, Jonesy?
Liverpool.
actually going to win.
No, actually.
You genuinely think Liverpool going to win the league this year?
No.
Who do you think, like, seriously?
I seriously think it's wide open now, isn't it, this league?
I'm just trying to think myself. I couldn't do it.
Well, at the beginning of the season, I thought it would be...
What's your gut say?
I'm fucking pains me. I think Arsenal. I think Arsenal are going to do it.
That's
funny because I fucking don't.
I think Arsenal are going to do it. I think Man City
fuck up against the smaller teams. Man United have fucked up against the smaller teams.
Oh, we fuck up against the big teams. That's a problem.
Yeah. Who's at the top of the table at the moment?
Arsenal still, yeah.
Them then.
Arsenal, Liverpool, and then.
Them then. That's Connor's up. Top of the league.
I think I'd like to see Southampton say they're what third.
No, I want
fourth. Southampton like third or fourth.
I think it'll be Chelsea.
Good
then.
For them.
I just think they've got the more quality. They've done it and won it more recently than anyone else other than City and United. And I think they're the best team at the moment.
My problem
to do
with
it.
That is it depends if Jose Mourinho, I think, is trying to look at the bigger picture, actually.
Yeah.
And I think he's setting the team up this year and he doesn't have any intention of. I mean, he has the intention of winning.
Yeah, you've always got to have intention.
I don't think it's the be-all and end-all to him. I think his game is trying to work out these young players, the players that were brought in by other managers, who he wants to keep, who he's going to get rid of. I think January's going
to I was about to say, this January transfer window is going to be massive.
It's going to be massive. Yeah.
Personally speaking, I think it's between City and, probably Chelsea. But again, it depends in January. I think Arsenal have got a good chance this year, but I think it's one of those.
If all the big teams invested, who do you think would do it?
What?
Gone by January, yeah. Do you think if Arsenal.
If Arsenal buy a striker
and
league.
A defender.
They're floppy up front, are they? They're floppy up front, are they? You can see that against
Hey, there's nothing wrong with your roof.
But yeah, they're playing, but he's always playing. He's always playing, and it's a lot of games for him.
You've got to bring Bettler on as your sub striker. Like you can't.
That's the problem. This is the problem. Yeah. At the minute, as it stands, even now when we played the United game, I said to you, didn't I? At the start of the game, I said the difference will be the benches.
Yeah.
Because you had a bench with who was it? Hernandez.
Fellaini.
Totally agree with that.
You had world class on your bench. Whereas Arsenal had Serge Gnabry and some guy called Hayden, who I've never heard of.
I think you had Emil Heskey as well.
And Nicholas Bettner.
Emil Heskey on the bench as well.
Do you know what? If you had Chicharito, if Arsenal had Chicharito, I reckon they would win the league.
Sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
To be honest,
that's Connor's input.
Sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
A Chicharito surely sounds like a taco. Yeah. Can I have a large Chicharito?
Yeah. Taco Bell's latest menu. Can I have a Chicharito with
Sprite, mate?
Yeah.
Sprite.
a Coke Chicky Zero. Hey, can I just throw this out there? Okay. I fucking hate Coke Zero. What's the point? Like, it's Diet Coke.
Do you know my favourite part of Diet Coke and Coke Zero? They're all it's got no sugar in it, but it's got fuck loads more additives.
Pepsi or Coke? Pepsi or Coke?
I'm a Coke man.
Yeah,
I'm a vanilla Coke man.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to throw out that Pepsi Max.
Mate, Pepsi Max is bullshit.
I'm not as much of a heathen as him, but I'm a Pepsi man.
Yeah?
Nah,
Coca-Cola.
I like the extra fizz.
Fair enough.
You fizzy little bastard.
I think that's an excellent note to end on. Actually, no, I've got one more question. Connor, after this chat about football, do you like football now?
Have we persuaded you?
I could get into it.
You get into it?
I think if you start following the team.
That's it. Right here, right now. As it stands, right now, pick a team. And that's your team. On this podcast.
Yeah,
right
and here, all the listeners are hearing now and they're going to hold you to that to that team.
Anybody for the record who's listening to this podcast and sees Connor, please go up to him and ask him questions about football to make sure he's still...
And about the Pacific team as well that he's going to reveal.
I think in about 5 or 6 podcast time, we're gonna start a little pop quiz about Connor's team.
Okay.
Well, we'll just throw a question at him every week about his team.
See, I'm inclined to support Man U because my family have always been a Man U.
Come on, you can't support fucking Man U.
Be more creative.
Half of China supports Man U, mate. Fucking chill out.
But if it's half his family support,
I'll pick one for him.
No.
I was going to go Fulham. That's quite a middle of the road team.
No, they've got Michael Jackson as a big statue.
Yeah, well, that's what I want.
They take it down.
Did they actually take that down?
Yeah, that complaints.
Mohamed Al-Fayed's left, didn't he? Sold him.
Yeah. I quite
first thing the new owners did was rip the Michael Jackson statue down.
No, how that was not defaced, I don't know.
That statue was fucking incredible.
It was incredible, but somebody surely should have done something to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would have.
I'm tempted to support Blackpool. Definitely.
Blackpool.
That's it. I will punch you in the face.
No, that's it. No, Connor said. Connor supports Blackpool. Yeah, so get right, a tangerine.
Do you want us to go through the teams in the league for you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be well interesting for the listener.
Why don't you pick a team for me?
Fulham. Stoke. You can support Stoke.
You're a Stoke City fan.
You support right, the team where footballers go to die.
Stoke City, right?
This could be like this could be make me love it or fucking hate it even more.
I think on that note, we can all agree that Stoke City are the greatest team to have ever lived. Okay, just to let you guys know, our next gig that is coming up is actually on the 28th of November. It's at the Marjon Sub, and we'll be playing at the end of a gaming festival, I think it is.
We're actually doing one before that.
Are we really?
Oh, yeah, me and you are doing the
acoustic. Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Shit. So we're doing a stripped down version, 21st, it's Luke Scott Dumper's album launch party.
That should be nice. Great.
And that's in the Tiki Bar.
So if you're into hearing a stripped down version of Arizona Law, it's the 21st on the Tiki Bar?
21st, yeah.
Yeah, strip me down. About 7:30 till late, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And it's Luke Scott Dumper.
There's a Facebook event page. Check out the Arizona Law page. It's advertised on
there. Get on. But to hear the next full band, as I said, it's the 28th of November here at Marjon Sub. And that's be starting about 7 o'clock. It'll be great to see anyone who wants to come. And I'll be possibly not wearing a top.
I'll be hell of a drunk as
usual. I would definitely be there for that.
Oh, mate, the drink is so cheap. Like...
Nice.
Oh, good, because that always makes us better.
Yeah.
You know? So if you want to hear Victimized, then yeah, get on live. If you want to hear him live, come down and see us, because it'd be great to see you as well. All right, everyone say goodbye. We got Connor.
Get on.
We got Nick.
See you later.
We got Jim.
Bye.
We got Jonesy.
Cheers.
And me, I'm James. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.